We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dorian. And Andrew Frieden is our meteorologist at NBC 12, who's working overtime. Good morning to you, Andrew. What do you think?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Are you bracing for tomorrow? You think this is okay, or are we in trouble?
Well, I think in Richmond, we're going to have concerns of some power outages. Because although we're not in a tropical storm watch or a tropical storm warning, we think that we're going to get an extended period of time, you know, maybe from 4 a.m. to 2 p.m, where there'll be some gusts, winds that gust up to 40 miles an hour, maybe a little higher. Mm-hmm. And in and of itself, that's not a huge deal, you know, if it's just one or two. But if it happens hour after hour, I do think we're going to get some trees and some tree limbs that comes down, and there could be some power outages. So that's basically our main concern from Dorian. That's in the Richmond metro area, but as you head closer to the bay, and as you head closer down to the beach and in North Carolina, the threats go up in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Like water?
Yeah, way too much water. So Okay. Basically the mouth of the bay is going to have a huge storm surge. That could go all the way up to Surrey, James City County. They have a storm surge warning in effect. And the rain is just going to be torrential down toward the beach. You know, Hampton Roads in Norfolk could see 7 to 10 inches of rain.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, Goochland County's rain forecast, quarter of an inch, you know, not very much at all.
Uh-huh.
And so Richmond has a zone that kind of, we think there could be about an inch of rain, you know, maybe a half an inch on the west side and an inch or so on the east side. So the rain is not really that concerning for us here in Richmond. It's just those wind gusts. But as you head closer to the bay, you know, we've got areas like, I think folks can hear us out toward Middlesex, you know, Deltaville, Gloucester County, Williamsburg. They're under a tropical storm warning. And a tropical storm is a storm that produces 39-plus mile-an-hour sustained winds. So when you get that kind of wind sustained for, you know, 12 hours, that's damage and power outages.
Yeah. All right, so let me ask you about our friends in North Carolina. I've got family in Wilmington. I know a lot of Richmond folks have a property in Nags Head and the Outer Banks. Are they in trouble?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a Category 2 storm that goes basically right on top of Hatteras Island. So once you go across Oregon Inlet, and then, you know, you're in the wildlife refuge, and you go down toward Hatteras and Buxton and where the lighthouse is, it looks like it's going to go right on top of there. So you're talking about the eye of a hurricane that's going to be a Category 2, you know, 100 miles an hour or so, and there's going to be some damage there, some flooding. You know, as always, Highway 12 will likely have trouble. So, yeah, it's a pretty, you know, intense hurricane impacts right on top of the Outer Banks. And the center of the storm is going to come quite close to Wilmington tonight into early tomorrow.
Yeah, and they're just recovering from the last storm. So
yeah, I mean, I think at least in this case, it's a storm that's moving. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just going to sit there and just rain and absolutely, you know, brutalize the coast with, you know, 20 inches of rain. So it's not going to do that. But the wind, the storm surge, and some rain, you know, 7-10 inches of rain is going to cause problems.
Yeah. So just
and they have a whole bunch of tornadoes, actually. A whole bunch of tornadoes have been sighted in North Carolina near Wilmington, near Myrtle Beach.
Already?
Yeah, they're not, you know, classic sort of Midwest tornadoes. They're spin-up tornadoes. They tend to not last very long, but they can cause some pretty intense wind damage.
So we're okay with just clouds the early part of today. Things start to change right about the time you all do your evening newscast?
I think so. I think we had a few little showers, loose sprinkles and downpours already this morning, but they were just barely there.
Right.
That was the beginning of Dorian. I think some of your listeners probably, you know, had a few raindrops this morning. But what's going to happen is as we go toward afternoon and evening, our rain chance climbs. In fact, we've got the rain chance at less than 50-50 for most of the day today. But as you talked about toward our evening newscast, the rain chance goes up above 50%. But it's going to be kind of light, and the breeze will pick up, but it's not going to be anything dangerous. It's overnight and then tomorrow when we've got concerns that, you know, we get tropical storm conditions closer to the bay, and, you know, we get winds that gust to 40-plus miles an hour in the Richmond metro area.
Yeah.
But that's like later tonight and through the day tomorrow.
Right. And I keep checking your forecast and the emails that you're nice enough to send over to us every day. If we can just get to Saturday, am I correct in saying we've got a decent weekend ahead?
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be great. Maybe a little warm, but dry on Saturday, mid-80s, and dry probably on Sunday. There's a little rain chance on Sunday late in the day. But,
okay.
But yeah, Saturday looks great. This will be, you know, although today's going to be cloudy and there may be some rain, the real big story is going to be tonight and tomorrow, and then it's gone. It's going to pick up forward speed as it's going through the Carolinas. The tornadoes that are happening now in eastern North Carolina, by the way, I should mention. So the storm is headed toward North Carolina, and so they're basically getting the front portion of that storm, and that's spinning up some tornadoes. And I had a question, it's a real good question someone sent me on my Facebook page, said, how come we're not worried about tornadoes here? And the reason is we're going to be squarely on the left side of the storm when it's, you know, pulling away, and that's the side of the storm that doesn't typically, you know, have the spin needed to produce tornadoes. So it's basically a rain and wind thing for us.
All right. Hey, Andrew Friedman, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate it. Our NBC 12 meteorologist. Of course, our folks here at WRVA will stay in touch with Andrew this morning and his colleagues at Channel 12 throughout the evening. And Andrew will be back with us tomorrow. Whatever it is we're dealing with, we will keep you up to date for the effects of this storm tomorrow morning. Stay with us here and on television at NBC 12. Thanks, Andrew.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.